The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Earlier this week, Kamala Harris got shellacked, as she should have, by the way, and this created two separate groups on the left. The first, of course, was the election deniers, and we'll get to those in a second, but the second one I want to talk about first, which is those who did accept the outcome of the election, but they could not understand it. The dummies over at The View, and I don't use the word dummy lightly, by the way, but they've really earned it over there. They were very divided on why Kamala Harris lost. Take a look.
What we did not have is white women who voted about 52%, right, for Donald Trump, uneducated white women, is my understanding. You have Latino men actually voting more for him. And you have, and black men was not the story. We're not the story here because they voted almost 80% for the vice president.
Right.
So why do you think that uneducated white women voted against their reproductive health freedoms? And why do you think Latino men voted in favor of someone that's going to deport the majority of his community?
I don't think white women like being called uneducated white women. I think the economy matters, national security matters. But when you put people in these boxes, I think that's a takeaway from this race.
Bingo. As I've said on this show forever, Democrats actually hate you and they actually hate America. And that was so prevalent after the election was called for Donald Trump. You had people on X. If you're on X, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're not on X, you need to go download it right now because it's awesome. People on X were talking about how stupid, this is people on the left, by the way, this is not people on the right, but Democrats were saying how stupid women were, how stupid black men were, how stupid Latinos were, Native Americans. Native Americans voted like 79% for Trump, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. It's kind of crazy. They're saying how stupid these people are. And they talked about how they hoped, this is crazy, by the way, this is so crazy. They talked about how they hoped women who voted for Trump would be sexually assaulted and not be able to get an abortion. That because of the fact that they voted for someone who overall is pro-life, even though, again, he's not pushing for any pro-life legislation on the federal level, that's a conversation for a different day. They literally wanted the women who voted for him to be the R word. I can't say it on YouTube, unfortunately, because of the fact that they're anti-abortion. That's awful stuff. And then they wonder why those people don't vote for them. That's what's so crazy, right? Is Democrats will say those things about people, and then come the election 4 years later, they'll be like, come vote for us. Why didn't they vote for us? It's because Democrats never cared about you. They just cared about your vote. And let me give some credit to Americans because they actually saw through it this time. I've talked about it on the past on the show. I'm not always 100% convinced that Americans are smart enough to see through the BS. I'm still not fully convinced, by the way. I mean, you look at it and it's like, okay, the popular vote went 51% for Donald Trump. Is that a good thing? Yes. Am I very happy the fact that he won 312 electoral votes? Yes, even though he technically hasn't won them yet, by the way, because Arizona and Nevada don't know how to run an election. But in any case, he's going to win 312 electoral votes. Am I happy about that? Yes. Do I think it's crazy that 47% of America voted for Kamala Harris? Yeah, I do. So again, I'm not fully convinced that Americans aren't stupid sometimes, but this time the majority of them were not. And a lot of people have asked me why I think that Kamala Harris lost. And this was a big part of it. The hate, them seeing through the BS, them seeing, oh yeah, Democrats don't really care about me anymore. That's a big part of it. But there are also two other key factors I want to talk about. I feel like people aren't talking about this. I watch a lot of media on the left and the right. People aren't really talking about why Kamala Harris lost or why Donald Trump won. I actually think it's very simple. It's kind of boring. Maybe that's why they're not talking about it. But I'll tell you the first reason. The first reason is that, and again, everyone is, they predicted this, but they're not actually saying it after the fact. People, it's as simple as people were depressed over the last 4 years about two things, really. The economy and immigration. That's what it can, and they're linked, by the way. One of the big reasons why people don't want rampant immigration is because of what it does to our economy. That's, again, a conversation for another day. But people were stressed about that. They saw how disastrous it was under Democrats, and they trusted Trump to fix it. Very simple. That's what people have been saying for a long time, and rightfully so that they thought this way. Here's the thing that's really interesting about that, though. I was in D.C. I was in Washington, D.C. during the whole election. I was there like 3 days prior, and I got back last night. So I've been there for the aftermath of all of it. I think that Democrats who voted for Kamala Harris actually believe that Trump will fix it. I actually believe that they think they'll fix immigration, that he will fix the economy. And the reason why I say that is because in Washington, D.C. this week, I was waiting for the protests. You might have noticed there wasn't much posted on my channel about it. The reason why, guys, is because nothing was happening. Before the election, there were some tentative feelings. Businesses were boarding up. Obviously, they were expecting something. And again, I was expecting a Trump victory. And so when it came, I was like, well, bring on the storm. Nothing happened. The city was still. And when you went and talked to people about it, the analogy that they used was that it was like they were in mourning. They were quietly sad about it. But here's the thing. I actually don't think that's why. I think the reason why is because I think that even they, the people who voted for Kamala Harris, they saw that Trump won and thought to themselves, well, he wasn't my first choice, but at least I know the economy is going to go well. I think even they believed that. So that's the first reason. I think it is that simple. The second reason is, and by the way, the economy, on the economy side, I'll do another video about this in the future. The business world is ecstatic right now. You'll notice the stock market is exploding. The business side of things is very, very happy about Donald Trump right now. Donald Trump already, just the conversations he's having about pulling certain people into his cabinet, people are ecstatic about it because these are business-minded people. They're not bureaucrats. Anyway, that's the first reason. Very simple, kind of boring. Second reason is honestly equally simple and boring. It's that the Republican Party played by the same rules as Democrats this time. And when I say that, what I mean is that the ground game was there. Republicans ballot harvested, guys. Pennsylvania, why did Pennsylvania go? I don't know if you've been on X, you've been seeing this. There were some dope people who freaking won the election for Donald Trump. And it's not that Donald Trump didn't do it. He helped coordinate these people, but they were on the ground knocking doors, ballot harvesting. Again, I don't think ballot harvesting should be legal, but if it is, you got to do it if the Democrats are doing it. And that's why they won. The biggest reason, by the way, for the change in the ground game is that Ronna McDaniel is out. She was the former GOP chairwoman. She sucks. She's out, and now the Trumps are in charge, and they actually know how to win elections, which, again, is kind of crazy considering the fact that they're not career politicians. Like, you've got, I think, Lara Trump is in charge. Hopefully I didn't get the wrong Trump, but maybe I did. Is in charge. She's the co-chairwoman, I believe, of the GOP now. And yeah, she did a good job. She's an outsider. She just knows how to run a business. She's running the GOP like you run a business. You don't just get to go to your shareholders and say, oh, we didn't do good this time. You're fired. You're fired. In the words of Donald Trump, you're fired. That's not how it works. In government, you suck at your job. You get to keep it for 30 years. That's certainly what happened with Ronna McDaniel. Wasn't in for 30 years, but she failed like three elections and she stayed in. Why? I don't know. She's out. It's awesome. It sounds very boring. It's very simple, but it turns out boring and simple, guys, is how you win elections. I'm very passionate about men's health, guys. That's why I partnered with Caliber. Unfortunately, today men are settling for not their best when it comes to condoms. Settling for that generic brand that literally on the label it says, one size fits all, does not inspire confidence. It's not an enjoyable experience. And also, you're wearing a condom for a reason. If it doesn't fit you, why are you wearing it, guys? With Caliber, they have six sizes to choose from, and they make it very easy to start with a Find Your Size sampler. For a limited time for my viewers, you'll get a $25 gift card with a first-time purchase, and they have a money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you guys at all. Don't settle for that mediocre contraception. Caliber is 5 times tested for maximum comfort, skin sensitivity. Join the thousands of customers who are improving their sexual fitness with Caliber. The link is in the description below, guys. You'll get that Find Your Size sampler. And of course, there's a money-back guarantee, and you get that $25 gift card as well. So again, you might as well to go check it out. Again, link is in the description below. Before Trump won the presidency on election night, Democrats came out and they said the election was stolen. It was like 9 p.m. At that point, I was feeling pretty good. I think most of you are probably feeling pretty good too, because at that point, North Carolina had been called for Trump. Georgia was pretty much on its way. You looked at the blue wall states, which really ought to be called the red wall states at, you know, at this point. We're looking good for Trump as well. They kind of knew it was over. The momentum was not with Kamala Harris. And at that moment, they called it election rigging. It was stolen. And let me just say, though, this. Those people are evil, disgusting election deniers. I have it on good faith, by the way, that election deniers are the worst vermin that our country have to offer. And they should lose their freedom of speech. In fact, some of them should go to jail. And that has happened in the last 4 years. And apparently, according to Democrats, that's what should happen. That's what they've been screaming about for the last 4 years, up until, again, 9 p.m. on a Tuesday that happened to be an election night. Open up X right now. You will immediately find account after account stunned on Harris's loss, but not just Harris's loss, but also claiming that it was stolen. And this is what they point to. This is the argument that they've come up with, and I want to refute it right now. They say Kamala Harris got 20 million less votes this year than 2020, so it must be stolen. And in their head, they saw all the people show up to the Megan Thee Stallion concert, and they saw that the Avengers endorsed her. So that's impossible. That it must be stolen. If the Avengers came out and endorsed Kamala Harris, how could she possibly lose? And I want to refute that point, but I also have to refute the other point, because what people on the right are saying, not everyone, but some people, is that, well, yeah, it's 20 million votes less this year because there were 20 million fake votes in 2020. And I have to dispel that myth too. And the reason why I have to dispel it, guys, is because it's idiotic and there's zero evidence for it. There's none. Don't, please don't comment and say that there's evidence. It's just not true. But it's way simpler than, there is an explanation. It's way simpler than that. And I do not know why Democrats refuse to see this. And some people on the right as well. Here's what happened. They changed all the voting laws in 2020 so that they could mail in ballots during COVID, when usually you could not in those states. And then Democrats, they continued to run a very successful ballot harvesting campaign. Let me take a moment to say this. I've talked a lot about ballot harvesting on the show. Ballot harvesting, I think some people don't understand what it is. That's what I'm getting from some of my comments. Ballot harvesting is when you go to someone's door, you say, hey, did you get that that mail-in ballot? And they go, yeah, I did. And you say, hey, I am actually, I'm part of a nonprofit, and I take people's votes and I drop them in the drop boxes for them. You can vote, you know, I'm not going to vote for you. You vote, you can seal it up, but I'll take it for you. And they go, and while you're at it, by the way, are you voting for Kamala Harris? And they go, yeah, of course. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Vote for Kamala Harris. And these are people who never would have voted otherwise. Or perhaps they take advantage of some elderly couple who wasn't going to vote or doesn't really know the issues. And they say, you really ought to vote for Kamala Harris. You know, she's really solid. Anyway, they vote for Kamala Harris. They deliver all the ballots. That's what ballot harvesting is. It is legal in certain states. I believe in Pennsylvania it's legal. It should not be, but it is. Okay. The laws went back to normal this election. And we're not during COVID anymore. They shouldn't have been changed originally, but it doesn't matter. That happened. Today, they're not, and they couldn't do the same things. Because of that, turnout went down. In fact, it didn't really go down per se. It just kind of looked like 2016 when those laws didn't exist, and so they had the same turnout. Also, millions of votes, I do have to say this as well for those Democrats, millions of votes have not even been processed yet. So turnout isn't quite as low as people even making it out to be. It's still low, but you've got states like Arizona, Nevada, California, who don't even know how to run elections. Frankly, Utah, where I'm from, it sucks. We're a deep red state, so we already know that Trump won those electoral votes. But in any case, a lot of these Western states do not know how to run elections, so they're still counting votes. Therefore, the turnout will go up. However, it's still lower than 2020, and they cannot understand that. They can't, because if you look at the 2020 COVID voting laws, it is easy to see both how the Democrats rigged the election in 2020 and how turnout went down this year. And notice the language I use is very specific, by the way. I say Democrats rigged it. I don't say they stole it. They didn't. Stealing implies that it was someone's and then it changed. No. Democrats had it from the very beginning. Was it dirty? Yeah. Was it even illegal in certain cases? Of course. So yeah, the FBI colluded with Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, it was totally illegal. I mean, this is crazy, crazy stuff. But it wasn't stolen because it was never Trump's to begin with. It was completely rigged. And that's different. They rigged it with immoral voting laws, to name one. They did not show up with wheelbarrows full of votes at 10 p.m. at night. that were fraudulent, like some on the right are saying. That's just the most silly. It's silly for two reasons. First off, there's no evidence that ever happened. And the second reason is they didn't need to do that. I mean, they had everything set up for themselves. They came up with corrupt laws because of COVID, and they had the FBI colluding with media. And of course, they had the mainstream media who are propagating everything. They're literally propagandists the whole time. So it's silly. They didn't need to do those things in order to win. But Democrats have turned to election denying because they're so caught in their own bubbles, they refuse to admit that Americans are fed up with this disastrous administration. They just can't understand it. And so the only logical explanation is it must be election interference. It must be fake. It must have been stolen, which is honestly, frankly, something similar to what happened with Republicans in 2020. But here's the thing. Because Democrats, this is really the silver lining of all of this. This is because I don't like election denial just in any way, really. I like just facts. I mean, if something bad happened in an election, let's just talk about that. Let's not come up with the boogeyman stole the election. But in any case, this is the silver lining, guys. Because Democrats are choosing to be ignorant and they're not actually looking about why people didn't want to vote for them, they're not accepting why this happened, they're going to lose more elections. Because it turns out that the antidote to losing is improving. And if you don't know what to improve with, or you are choosing not to understand how to improve, you won't win.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.